First, the latest on that terrible fertilizer plant explosion that leveled part of the small farming town of West Texas last night. Several volunteer firefighters are still missing. Up to 15 people are dead and more than 160 people injured. The mayor of West, who's also a volunteer firefighter, said it sounded like a nuclear bomb. Derek Hurt and his daughter Chloe, from 300 yards away, heard it.
Chloe, you okay?
Okay. Dad, I can't hear.
Get
out of here. Please, get out of here.
Oh, you hear her saying, Dad, I can't hear. They are fine now. But the father says people closer to the blast when it happened are nowhere to be seen. This comes 2 days away from the 20th anniversary of the deadly U.S. government raid on the Branch Davidian compound in nearby Waco, Texas. It's also 1 day before the anniversary of the April 19th bombing of the Murrah Building in Oklahoma City, a bombing in which fertilizer was used. Sergeant Patrick Swanton of the Waco Police Department says federal investigators are on the scene.
There is no indication of crime at this point from what I'm made aware of. We are not saying there is, but we are not saying there was not, because we are way too early in the investigation to speculate on causes or what may have actually occurred.
Bloomberg News reporter Daryl Preston is also there. Daryl, do we know any more about how this happened, how the explosion itself happened?
Well, investigators are just starting to look into what happened. The ATF and the state fire marshal are on the ground, and they really don't know much more that they're telling us at this point.
Well, and we should say we just heard someone from the Waco Police Department. We've been hearing all morning from people who seem to be in a certain staging area, and there's a moaning sound behind them. I think it is cows. It's a cow processing plant. It's an
auction barn. They're holding the media briefings at a local auction barn, and that's the sound you're hearing right there.
Well, it's just a reminder of the area that this is all happening in. So take us through what happened. Firefighters were at the plant because of the fire. 24 minutes later, the factory blows up. There's word that it might have been a tanker truck.
Well, there were numerous tankers around the area at the time, and those obviously made the explosion more intense. This is a very rural area, and it's oriented towards farming and agricultural life. And the firefighters came there, put out the fire, and were fighting the fire and trying to evacuate when the police left, when the second explosion occurred.
Well, we know that there are reports of people who live a mile away now in local hospitals with head-to-toe shrapnel wounds, items that were blown through the air. You know, people are asking, it's, of course, in hindsight now, but volunteer firefighters stayed there, even though it was obvious that this was a conflagration. It was just up in flames. Residents nearby were reportedly driving away just before the explosion because they said they could feel pressure building in their ears. Are there questions being raised about why the whole area wasn't evacuated?
Well, according to Sergeant Swanton, he said that they started evacuation the minute they thought there was a risk. But the firefighters were there trying to save people, and he says that they obviously did save a lot of people by their efforts. It's still not clear whether they could have gotten people out sooner or not. But they were trying to do their jobs, and a number of them have since perished.
Well, and many are missing. We know the nursing home nearby, there were evacuations there. But to the question as to whether this was an accident or not, just touch on it one last time. As we said, this is the 20th anniversary of the U.S. Government raid on the Branch Davidian compound in Waco, which, of course, led to, or at least Timothy McVeigh claimed, it led to his revenge fertilizer bombing in Oklahoma City 2 years later. Tomorrow is the 18th anniversary of that bombing. Reporters asked Sergeant Swanton about the mood in town because of the anniversary of the raid on Waco. Let's listen.
These are our neighbors. We're coming to help. You will find that in Texas. You will find that across the United States. We have seen that in all these national tragedies that have occurred. We put everything aside when it comes to these kind of events.
He's saying that people will put all those questions aside while they just help people. But Daryl Preston, what are you hearing there? What kinds of questions are people there raising?
Well, I think people are really sort of in shock, and they're walking around sort of a glazed look, some of them, and they've lost loved ones, and we're suffering through the morning of that right now, and just the surprise of this sudden explosion. They're still going door to door on the ground in the neighborhoods that were devastated by this explosion, trying to find survivors that they may not have found in some of their earlier sweeps.
Well, it's quite
colder out there and rainy, and the weather's taking a turn for the worse right now.
Yeah. At any other time, rain would be welcomed, but we understand. Daryl Preston, Bloomberg News reporter in Dallas, Texas, based in Dallas, but in West Texas for us. Daryl, thanks so much.
Thank you.